Donegal, we have over 23,000 people on waiting lists in Letterkenny University Hospital. Over 2,000 of those are children. And when we look deeper into service by service in Letterkenny, we see some really important services like orthopedics, ENT, with waiting lists of in excess of 3,000 people, and cardiology itself with over 2,000. So this needs to be dealt with, and it can only be dealt with increased capacity, increased investment, and that's what we've laid out in our policy document.
Are you getting any sense from the Health Minister or from SELFA or from the HSC that there is a sense of urgency about this, that there is going to be a political response both locally and nationally to what you're proposing?
That's exactly what this is about. We are obviously the largest party of opposition, but it's about changing government policy. It's using the political will that we have and the support that we have to make sure that the government aren't just dealing with the immediate crisis, which is COVID, as we are facing into a fourth wave, but also what is going to happen beyond that, what is happening in our hospitals. And we can see that the numbers are increasing and increasing. So we need to plan for this, and we need to plan for additional beds. They can't be wished up overnight, but we can make the type of investment that we're suggesting, such as 600 more additional beds throughout our hospitals, 600 additional consultants, 4,000 additional staff, and bringing our critical care beds up to what was recommended over a decade ago. That is the figure of 430. There is a pathway, but we need to start planning, and that's what we are going to do as part of this campaign and right up into the budget to put pressure on the government to make the necessary allocations there for our health service.